An angel came to see Mary. She was doing laundry, and then the angel just appeared and she was really scared. So Gabriel was like, Mary, you're gonna have, what? I can't say it good. Mary, you're gonna have a baby. You're gonna have a baby and you will call him Jesus. And then Mary was like, I'm not gonna have a baby yet. I'm only a teenager and I'm not married. Then the angel Gabriel told Joseph that Mary is not lying. You are having a new baby. And so they met up. They went to Bethlehem, which was Joseph's old town.
They ride a donkey.
Uh-huh. I don't know.
A camel.
Oh, yeah, a camel. She said, this donkey's fast. They tried to go to a hotel and
they asked the keeper for a place to stay. The keeper said,
we have no rooms. Literally, no rooms.
So Mary and Joseph walked away sadly, but then he said,
the only place here in Bethlehem that you can stay is a stable. And then he just pointed the way and they followed. When the shepherds were taking care of the sheep,
then they saw angels.
The angels said, a new baby is getting born, who is king of the Jews.
The angel was singing.
Glorious. And then the shepherds said, I think we should go there and meet him. The second, I think, said, yeah, I agree with you. And the other said, yeah, me too. They had to walk through a bunch of grass and bushes, maybe have to camp out a night. And then the wise men heard about it.
And then a star appeared.
We should probably follow that star. It's pointing down to the barn.
So maybe we should follow it. Maybe. So the wise men went to Jesus.
They gave them gifts.
A stuffed animal, like a hippo one, they have at home.
Some diapers, and some wipes, and some milk, some shoes, some Jordans.
Gold ring and Latimer.
And I don't know how I would survive in that barn. Too stinky, too crowded, and ugh.
I think he probably pooped because the room was very smelly.
Thank you for coming.
He's adorable.
He's gonna be our best friend.
I love you, and you're the best baby I ever seen. There, I said it.
The new baby is gonna change the world.
Don't you love kids? They got most of it right. We're gonna try to get the rest of it right. Oh man, somebody put me onto that this week, and I was back in my office watching that, and I was just cackling. I mean, I was just, Cheryl's like, have you lost your mind? What are you laughing at back there? So that's what I was laughing at, Cheryl. Oh man. Well, good morning. Merry Christmas. We are few in numbers, but as Billy said, the Lord is here. Amen. And so we're glad that you have chosen to spend your Christmas morning with us. If you're new to the church, if you've not been a part of our church, there's a blue card in the seat pocket in front of you. I would invite you to fill that out. You don't have to do that, but we'd love for you to do that. And if you want to be on our email distribution list, you can put your email there and check the little box that you'd like to do that and just leave that in your seat there. If you would, turn with me to Luke chapter 2. Now, I got a couple of guys that have already started their stop. The video didn't count, by the way, on my time. So you can start the clock running. If I see it, there's a couple of guys I'll keep my eye on. If they end up kind of, if their heads start nodding or if they start walking out, I'll know that it's time to stop. Luke chapter 2, this is one of the passages of the Christmas story that I just wanted us to read and take a little closer look at this morning. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the city of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." Let's pray. Come, Holy Spirit. We don't want to miss you, Lord. Come and come into this place and stir us, speak in power and authority. Stir our hearts, transform our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. So today's message is very simply good news. You know, we've heard that Christmas story probably since we were a little child. Heard it many, many times, but I want us to just kind of take a quicker look at the messages that really the angels brought that morning. I've kind of dissected three questions that the angels answered for us as they were speaking to the shepherds. The first question is, what is the message of Christmas? What is it? And quite simply, the message is good news. You've heard about that we should spread the good news. And that was as they announced the arrival of this Savior, the angels said, "Do not be afraid, I bring you good news of great joy." So the message is good news. Now we're going to dive in a little bit deeper to that here in a second, but the message is good news. Well, who's the message for? Is it just for a select few? The message is for all people. I know that there's actually a Christian theology out there, the gospel of the elect. I just want to tell you that I don't believe that. I don't believe that's what Scripture tells us. It says, "For God so loved the world." It didn't say, "For God so loved the elect that he gave his only son." "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son." "I bring you good news of great joys," the angel proclaimed, "for all people." Now, as I was thinking about that this week, I think that sometimes in the church, it's amazing that we can go to church all of our lives and still think that being a Christian is about being good. Our churches are full of people that believe that you should just be a good person, that's how you earn God's favor somehow. I want to tell you that's not it. It's not the fact that we are good. It's the fact that God is good, and that God sent Jesus because we can't be good. That's the whole point. And anybody seen the movie Signs? Mel Gibson and all that. It's kind of, it's kind of a weird little movie, but anyway, there's a scene in there. I'm trying not to spoil the whole movie if you hadn't seen it, but there's a scene in there where Mel Gibson is some sort of a pastor of some denomination, and his faith has been shaken because his wife has been killed in an automobile accident, and a man, one of his neighbors, fell asleep at the wheel. His wife was taking a walk. Neighbor fell asleep at the wheel and ran into his wife and killed his wife. And there's a scene in there where this man who's done that, he's basically, it's 3 or 4 years later, and he's apologizing to the to Mel Gibson, this man who his faith has been shaken, and he's apologizing, and he says, I guess it's just, you know, it's over for me. They don't usher people who kill preachers' wives, they don't usher them to the front of the line in heaven. And I know it's a stupid movie, but I'm wanting to go, no, you don't understand. You don't understand. That's exactly who Jesus came to die for us who are broken, for us who can't get it right, for broken people. I bring you good news of great joys for all the people. And so if you've come this morning with some sort of burden on your heart, it's like, perhaps I can never make up for that. Mistakes I've made or things been done to you or whatever. I want you to hear that's why Jesus came. That's exactly why he came. Good news for all the people. No one left out. What is the good news? The good news isn't a something, it's a someone. The good news isn't a something, it's a someone. The good news is Christ, the Savior and Lord. Now, so the angel said, today in this town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. So as Jesus was born, it's proclaimed by the angel who he is. He's Christ, he's Lord, and he's Savior. Now, I just want to, I've talked about this before, but I want us to kind of dissect a little bit closer those words. Savior, he's Redeemer. And to be redeemed means to gain possession of something in exchange for a payment. When you ever put something on layaway and you go back to the redeem that layaway, and you usually have a ticket and you have to pay something, so there's payment, and you redeem that item. Well, that's what Christ did for us. That's what he did for us as Savior. He redeems us. He gains possession of us in exchange for payment. That word Christ, Messiah, the chosen one, the Holy One, and I preached on that just a couple of weeks ago, that Christ is they were awaiting this Christ, this Messiah, this Holy One that was to come. And throughout Scripture, he had been foretold that he would come, and then after he came, it was affirmed that he was the one. And finally, Lord, one having power and authority over others. One having power and authority over others. And here's the difference that between, we see, like, you can think of like in a kingdom where there's a king and you have all the subjects of that king. The difference with Christ is he invites us to allow him to be Lord. There is an invitation to us. We can reject that, or we can accept that. He doesn't stand over us and tell us, you will surrender to me. He is Lord. He is Savior. He is Redeemer. You know, it's a simple message. It's a simple message. It's Christmas message. I made it short and simple. That is why we gather together, not just today, but every Sunday. That's why we gather together as God's people, because we have good news. And again, good news is not something, a message we have to memorize. Good news is a person, Jesus Christ. And he has come and made a difference in our lives. We showed that silly video of the kids telling the Christmas story. How many of you have seen the Charlie Brown Christmas? It was on this week. There's a scene in there. I want to play this scene for you. It's a scene that you may have seen it, where Charlie Brown is going around asking everybody, what is Christmas all about? And he gets to Linus. Anybody seen this scene? He gets to Linus. I want to show this little scene. Watch Linus. Watch very carefully as he talks about what Christmas is all about. Go ahead and play that, Lee.
I guess you were right, Linus. I shouldn't have picked this little tree. Everything I do turns into a disaster. I guess I really don't know what Christmas is all about. Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Lights, please. And there were in the same country shepherds. abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
Did you notice when Linus is sharing that passage from God's Word? This is amazing to me that, what is it, Charles Schultz? Is that the guy's name that wrote that? Nowhere in any of his cartoons, nowhere in any of his movies that he had over the years, you ever see Linus without that blanket. When he says, when he's reciting what the angel said, fear, I don't know if you go back and watch that, you can probably just YouTube it. If you go back and watch that, when he says that the angel said, fear not, that blanket goes to the floor. To me, that blanket symbolizes all of our insecurities, our fears, our anxieties. When Christ comes into the picture, we don't have to fear anything. We don't have to be anxious about anything. I love that. And as soon as he gets through reading God's Word, the only difference is he picks the blanket back up. But we don't have to pick the blanket back up. Isn't it amazing that throughout all of the years of the cartoons, that's the only moment that Linus lets go of that blanket? The good news of Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father, we rejoice that because of you, we fear not. We fear not what we face today, and we fear not what we face in the future. And that's what Christmas is about, the good news. A Savior has been born to us. He is Christ the Lord. May you permeate our hearts with that, God. May you just wash over us with the good news of Jesus Christ. May every component of our lives reflect that. Give us the courage to allow you to be our Savior and our Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's stand as we close this morning.
All that you've done, I will thank you. For all that you're going to do. For all that you've promised and all that you are. Is all that has carried me through. Jesus, I thank you. I thank you, thank you, Lord. And I thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you for loving and setting me free. Thank you for giving.
Today in the city of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. Go and celebrate it. Go and tell someone. Merry Christmas. Be blessed. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for loving and setting me free. Thank you for giving your life just for me. How I thank you. Jesus, I thank you.